Hi, everyone. I'm Diana, and I'm sitting here with former Toronto police officer Sean Shapiro and host of Ask a Traffic Cop, as well as, of course, our managing partner of Diamond and Diamonds, Miss Sandra Ziskind.
Hello.
Hi, guys. I love having you guys on the show because I ask you the most ridiculous questions, and then you guys come up with some answers for me and make it make sense.
Correct.
So I'm driving and somebody decides that they're going to flick a cigarette out their thing.
Oh, God.
And then the cigarette comes and you could see the cherry. The cherry's barreling at me. I could see with my left eye. I'm like, oh, God, oh, God. And it goes whoop, right under my car. And I was like, and then I was fine, obviously, because I know like cigarettes, I guess they go out. But what if hypothetically I had like a teeny tiny gas line leak and kapow, just like that, like in the movies, I blow up, cause a scene. I just don't know. Like sometimes, especially when you see that big old cherry coming at you.
I don't think it works that way.
It's unlikely. It's unlikely. Yeah. But yeah. I have seen mattresses on fire. I have been hit by these. Because people have a mattress on top of their vehicle. They're driving down the highway and it's a big old fire. Yeah. Trailers with wood or garbage that catch those cherries, as you call them, and set them ablaze. I've been hit as a motorcycle officer and as a motorcycle rider with lit things. And it's not fun to have a cigarette hit you in the face. I went on duty when I was a police officer, would pull them over and charge them for littering.
That's it? That's the charge is littering?
Now, littering on the highway or littering in general, yes. I wish there was more, like seize your car and have it crushed, but sadly not.
In terms of
and having it crushed as punishment.
So you're done. No, but in terms of littering, because people also throw trash out their car, right? And then it hits. And then let's say you're the other driver and like me, not I was perfectly calm.
Well, you're always perfect.
I wasn't panicking, let's be honest. Or anything, but let's say like something just actually that happened to me where a massive like a snow chunk from a trailer came and hit my thing. I was like, oh, like that. And I had that little moment of shock.
People,
what happens there?
People don't consider what's happening to the others. It's a very selfish act to throw garbage out the window or not clean the snow off your vehicle and have sheets of ice fly into it. Yeah. You could be causing a collision. You could be indirectly responsible for that collision.
Right. So if you do litter or you do not clear the snow off of your car and it causes a collision indirectly, you could be responsible. We could sue you at Diamond and Diamond. We could sue you for starting all sorts
got
of problems.
Got that, everybody?
Yep.
So, but okay, but for what we were talking about in our last episode is probably it's important to have the dash cam so there's actual evidence of something, some sort of distraction happening.
Correct.
What if I'm like, oh, and then I swerve off the road and then I create a collision.
I remember we even had a case once. This was many, many years ago when I was on the defense side. So it was many, many years ago. I mean, obviously, I started when I was 14. So it's a little bit different. But
the youngest lawyer in Ontario.
It was in farm country. Yes, ever. I was in farm country and they didn't keep their cows properly even. And a cow escaped from one of the farms and ran. Cows actually run very quickly.
I didn't know cows.
Yeah, they do. And caused an accident. So anything that could be a dog coming jumping out of your car, it could be litter, it could be anything within your control that's your property, you are responsible for 100% and you are responsible for the damage that occurs as a result of it, whether it's a cow, a dog, a mattress. Don't get me all animal rights that people are going to say that animals are not property. Under the law, animals are property and you are 100% responsible for your property.
So who are you going to go after there? The farm owner?
Yes.
The cow?
Yes.
And then what if I get the guy throwing the cigarette and lighting my mattress on fire that's sitting on my thing?
If you can identify that person, they're responsible.
Correct.
Now,
then my whole car goes on fire now.
No, that's not how it works.
Well, if the mattress is on fire, then the car's going
to
go on fire.
Potentially. Yeah, I mean, at very least damage, whether or not it's hard to set a car on fire from the a door panel. It has to be inside gas. Chances are the fire is not going to be.
Usually, and Sean can correct me if I'm wrong, okay, what you see on movies is incorrect.
It's it.
Usually for a car to explode or go on fire, usually there has to be some sort of major, major collision, which causes the gas line to disconnect and explode.
Yeah.
Rarely, it doesn't happen very often. It has to be a major, major collision.
But even major collisions there's fewer fires than you'd think.
I've seen it before. I think I've seen it two or three times in my career where there has been a fire, but it was after a major, major collision.
Yeah, like just straight up like engine to engine, combustibles, correct. Combustibles. That's wild to me.
But you talk about stuff in your backseat and garbage. People put all sorts of stuff and don't think about the fact that when they get into a collision or have heavy braking, that all that stuff can come forward.
Yeah.
And they can be charged for insecure load. Having those things interfere with their ability to drive because they're not keeping their vehicle in clean. You know, if you get something under your brake pedal and you can't stop, it all comes that's
fair.
Into play.
So maybe what I'll do is I'll get like my little trash bin for my car.
Trash bins are good.
Trash bins are definitely good.
Sandra, perhaps you could get a trash bin for your vehicle?
I have a trash bin for my vehicle. It's called the bottom of the car where my children put everything.
The footwell.
That's where they put everything.
No, I was just, I was actually also driving. So, because again, back to me. Those, you know those Christmas ornaments that people throw on their car? Oh, I saw the little elf feet coming out of the thing, and the guy's exhaust was like right there. So I saw the elf feet coming out, and there was an exhaust just like, and it was one of those like high performance, I think, exhaust.
The annoying ones?
Sorry?
The annoying ones.
The annoying ones. So I'm watching these little elf feet that are sticking out his truck just go puttering off, and I was like, what did that? Then I was like, again, my head goes to like,
like Diana hates. So in conclusion, Diana hates Christmas.
I hate holiday decorations on cars. I used to have one, actually, a bow on the front of my old van, and that van lit on fire for electrical reasons.
Diana's the worst. She hates children, Christmas, but and people.
In general.
In general.
In that order.
Yes. In conclusion.
I could see the elf losing his feet to fire because some of these exhaust systems are actually blowing flames out the back, which is a problem because they shouldn't be doing that.
Is that illegal?
Yeah, yeah. If you have changed the mixture of your engine so that you're purposefully filling unspent fuel into your exhaust system so that you can blow flames, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, yeah, there's that too.
Environmental issues.
I don't know if it was flames. It was just like, what if like it gets gassed up, you know what I mean? And then these little elf feet go on fire, then now your trunk's on fire. Then I don't know why my head was so obsessed with fire in that moment.
Oh boy, boy, this is going left, and Diana's gonna go through a therapy session that we're gonna have to deal with later.